Warning. You will hear a lot of likes, buts, ifs, oh my god, no way, yay, and whatever. I forgot the intro, so please bear with me. Ooh. Hi guys, welcome to Let's Talk Shit Miami. Oh yes, my sister is not with me. I am sorry, I apologize. But I decided to do this by myself for now. Why? Because I was practicing for a show that's been coming up on July 29th here at Alfaro's in Miami, Florida. And then I got bored. I got stressed out. It's been 5 hours practicing. I wanted to do something fun, something so I can let my things out. And guess what? The little side project that me and my sister had was very fun, and I was bored. I don't have anyone to talk to. I will talk to myself through this podcast, hoping to get feedback and hoping that you guys will enjoy it with me. My sister and I have been very, very busy. My sister graduated. I'm going to talk about my sister because she's not here with me, so I'm going to say what she has been doing. She graduated. She graduated AMDA. Yay, congratulations. You will see our pictures on Instagram. She graduated from AMDA. I'm very proud of her. It's a lot of hard work. As you see, it's like more than 10 hours of practice and of hard work for you to graduate. And she got her first job as a theater kid. She's not a kid anymore, but, you know, she's still a kid in my head because she's my little sister. But she got her job, and right now she's going to do Chorus Line, which I'm very proud of you, Isa, but I already told you over the phone and FaceTime. Congratulations. You make me cry every day. She's going to be doing Chorus Line in New York. Tickets will be posted online in her Instagram, so go follow her. She has our social media, so I'll let her know to post it on our social media. What am I doing? Yes, I do have my freaking down payment for my home, but guess what? We're in the middle of a crisis, and I put down six different houses, and they all got denied. Why? Because people in Miami, you guys know that there's... Oh my God, my phone. I wonder if that's the boyfriend. Be right back. Yeah, that was the boyfriend. Okay. Oh, as you guys see, he's very needy. Right now, he thinks I'm practicing because I told him I'm practicing. And then he's like, I want to see you practice. But it's like, no. He doesn't know I have a podcast. I don't know why I haven't told him, but I'd rather keep it that way for now because I don't want him knowing that any of my secrets... Nothing. If he finds out, he finds out because he's stalking me. Hablando en serio, he's been a great guy. He has taught me good, amazing things. And with my temper, honestly, I don't know how he does it. Kudos for you. Kudos for you. You know, I'm typical Latina woman. What can you expect? I mean, he's Latino. I don't know. I don't know if that matches. I have no idea. Well, house hunting. How is it going, Val? It's going horrible. Six contracts down because if you are a home buyer right now, you're about to buy a home, FHA or conventional. I'm conventional. It's been somebody else comes with cash or it offers more in cash and they take away your opportunity. At this point, it's basically a competition. At this moment, it is like that. We're in the middle of crisis. A lot of people are being afraid, but it's okay, guys. What's for you is for you. Don't worry. Keep trying. A lot of people have been telling me, no, of course, there's going to be those people. I'm so tired of them. It's like, please, I'm going to tell you no one's paying rent. Like, stop paying rent. No. Oh, my God. I'm just tired of those people. House prices will still go up and interest rates will go up for sure. So either you buy it today, tomorrow, or you never buy it. You just live under somebody else's roof. I actually put this offer in an Miramar apartment. I guess I thought that was it in my heart. It was perfect. I was like already visioning everything. And well, somebody else took it and congrats to them. I mean, good for you. But hopefully, guys, pray for me, please. Illuminati, come on. I've been calling you guys for a long time. Like, hello, I'm here. Changing topic. I've been working in my new EP, my new project. I was done with it. Actually, I'm done with it until I got inspiration one night. And I wrote a whole song again. And I promise this is going to be the last song. I feel like it was going to be the 1960s. And I mean, this song has been a dream come true. I feel like the lyrics are so strong. I feel like I'm very proud of this song, mostly. I'm proud of everything else. But this one, it's like, yes, yeah, bitch, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't want the song to be in a new album or a single because it didn't match with my coming EP. And I think this is going to be my finale song. The EP is very traumatic, honestly. Very traumatic, but I promise you, in every song, it does have a happy ending because it's what I experienced. And I'm very proud. Woo! I will also be recording behind the scenes of this EP because I'm very proud of this project. Honestly, it's my first time writing lyrics. So, yeah, it's cute. I can't wait. Some of you know that I work with my dad. Him and I will be touring in Mexico, in La Ciudad de Mexico, by the end of October. Guys, this is going to be my own music. This is going to be his music. So I can't wait to tour and do me as an artist and him as an artist. Honestly, I'm very happy for this opportunity. And I've always wanted to see Mexico. So yay. What else? I don't know. Oh, yeah, there's two songs coming out because, of course, we need to do promo for Mexico. So two songs are going to come out. My favorite is, I'm not going to say right now, but I will tell you my favorite. You will see it on my Instagram. This one is my favorite. Me with a dress, like a little khaki dress. It's so cute. I feel like the melody and the line is so catchy, and that's why I love it. And right now I'm editing the videos. We're finishing editing so we can launch the music and the music video. This is not on my album. This is more in my dad's and I album. I know right now we're all afraid because of the economy and how it's going. But don't be. Don't be. I mean, know your limits. Know what to spend. Save money. Budget. Also give. If you can't, give. And oh, another thing I forgot to say. I'm doing music therapy for Alzheimer's. Yes, I'm doing that. I got accepted to a new job in the morning. But since gas is going up, everything's going up, I don't think I could do it anymore because this thing is an exit too in Homestead. And this is too far for me. It doesn't make sense with the gas money and tolls, etc. And even time, because that time I could be dedicating to my studio. That's my main thing, the studio. But I will still do the sessions by where I live, and I love it. Honestly, I never knew music can do so much. And I don't care what other people tell me. Music heals immensely, and the way I can connect with them and they wake up, and then I can make them do exercise to move their hands, to move their feet, to even talk, I'm very intrigued by what music can do. I learned so much in this new job. And thank you for having me in there. Will I say in the name? No, because I'm scared I will get in trouble. Because I don't know. I don't know the copyright things. I mean, honestly. Well, right now at this moment, I'm going to go and I'm going to learn one more song. I mean, I already know it, but I'm just going to review it one more time. And then I'm going to go work out. My boyfriend, he does Muay Thai, so I'm gonna do Muay Thai with him, and hopefully I do great today. He doesn't play the way I admire him so much. The way he trains me is crazy. Mentally and physically is insane. Like, oh my god. But I'm gonna do Muay Thai, and then after that I'm gonna eat. Yes, I'm gonna eat. I like food and I will cook. Honestly, I'm learning how to cook. My dad is very shook of how much I've improved in my cooking. But I'm going to cook some chicken with something good. I don't know. I like veggies, I guess. Well, let's see. Quote of the day. Little by little, day by day, what is meant for you will find its way. Look, I honestly believe this 100%. Even if you get sidetracked, connect the dots and life will always find its purpose for what's meant for you. Of course, if you're here to hurt people and to feel good about hurting others, I think, honey, you're always going to be stuck and you're always going to be in the same place and you're never going to be happy. But if you're just here living life and doing what's best for you, life will find its way. Even if you're going through a situation that's hurting you, it's going to, by force, whatever's up there or whatever it's in the universe, by force, is going to be taken away. And then you'll be happy and find something that's way beyond of what you expected. And this quote is in my wallet. This quote is in my board because I believe it 100%, especially now in this moment. Well, that was it for today. So if it's day, have a nice day. And if it's night, have a good night. Hope you enjoy my little talking. See you next time.